Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We got at least, in my opinion, a pretty decent show ahead of us. We're going to have some fun. We'll goof around a decent amount. We'll hand out some Christmas presents. We might grind some gears along the way as well. We haven't done that segment on this show in a hot minute. And the holiday season, more than anything else, brings out the general grumpiness in all of us. We will talk to, you know, it's a Friday. And while we may not have Andy, we may not have Jeff, the true heartbeats of this show and the friends of this show will be here. The legend Tim May will join us at 1 o'clock today. Brian Anderson, the best friend of the show, will join us at noon. We'll get his thoughts on the guards trades of Josh Naylor, the Andres Jimenez deal. But more than anything else, we'll get his Browns thoughts. Hopefully he can keep it clean for us. And we will also get his thoughts on college football along the way. And then another one I'm excited for, our buddy Doug LaMaurice. Kings of the North, you can watch that on YouTube. That's his YouTube show that he does on pre-games on Saturdays and then post-game as well, or post-day as well. On YouTube, you can catch the podcast as well. You may remember him as being a longtime columnist for Cleveland.com and a playing dealer along the way. We will have him join us at 11 o'clock just to talk big picture college football. And really just one of my favorite people to talk to in general, because he always makes me think. And you may not agree with Doug. You may, you know, see eye to eye with him. You may disagree with him. But my favorite thing of Doug LaMaurice is that he makes you think. So he's going to join us at 11 o'clock today, and we're just going to talk all things college as we're in the middle of bowl season, in the middle of the transfer portal, in the middle of Jim Larrañaga deciding to retire. We'll get through all of that stuff along the way, too. The wonderful Meredith Kane joins me on the board as well. Anthony Alant will be on taking your phone calls on 2020 a little bit. Mackenzie Flume will knock out the 2020s until around the noon area as well. Kevin Stefanski, live from the podium, 1:30 today, right around that area. We will have that for you. That's typically when he rules guys out for the game. We'll keep you up to date on who's practicing today as well in Berea, as the Browns take on the Dolphins 4 o'clock on Sunday. I think that's all of our promos. I think we got all our promos done there. So let's dig into this bad boy, because it seems like the same sentiment is coming from a lot of different directions. We all know on Friday of last week, Myles Garrett came out and, to paraphrase Myles, said, "Hey guys, it'd be really nice if we could get a plan on the offensive side of the ball here. And if you don't have a plan, or if that plan involves us deciding to kaboom this roster and start from scratch, I would like to not be here through the kaboom. If you could maybe move me somewhere else where I got a shot to win a title, that would be fantastic. But I just want it to be known that if you could sit me down and tell me that there's a plan, and that this plan involves winning, I'm good. I'll stay. I just need a plan." And again, I'm paraphrasing Myles Garrett. He put it far better than I could. And it feels like this week in Berea, that sentiment is starting to be echoed from a lot of other directions. We have had this come out all over the place where basically the players are taking Myles Garrett's lead, you know, Myles Garrett being the true leader he is, are taking his lead and are coming out to the meeting going, folks, what are we doing here? What's going on here? What direction is this team going? Are we still in a contending window? Or are we done? Are we moving in a different direction? Are we going to tear this thing down once again? And frankly, it's the same exact question that all the fans have too, is where are we going? I felt over the holidays, I got that more than anything else. The two questions I got, and we're going to address the second one later on in the show, but the two questions I got were, why did the Guardians trade Josh Naylor? And the second question that I got is, what the hell is going on with the Browns? And it was basically just worded in that way as an open question that could go a lot of different directions because that's where this team is. This team is an open question right now. There are so many things that have gone awry this season that, like, I can't just point to one singular thing and go, what's wrong with that? You know, it's not what's wrong with the offense. It's like, what's wrong with the offense? What's wrong with the special teams? Why is the defense doing what it's doing? How come ownership is operating in the way it is? What's happening with the dome? Why is the dome taking place? Is it in Cleveland? Is it not in Cleveland? I don't know. It's just, this is where we are. There's a lot of uncertainty with this team, and that comes with being 3-12. Not only being 3-12, but being 3-12 with one of the oldest rosters in football. If you're 3-12 and you're mega young, nobody's asking questions. They're looking at this and going, "What? You're just young. That's why you're 3-12. Guys are learning. They're getting better. Is everybody better at the beginning of the season than they were at the end of the season? Because if that's the case, you're succeeding." It's the same way we all judge our youth sports teams on top of that. Are the kids having fun, and is everybody better at the end of the season than they were at the beginning of the season? That's typically how, like, a young team goes. We've had a lot of those Browns teams. This is not a young team. This is one of the oldest teams in football. This was a team where the contending window was supposed to be open. They're the 11th oldest roster in football, and that's after making the move to get rid of Za'Darius Smith, who was in his early 30s, and to get rid of Amari Cooper, who was in his early 30s. And they're still the 11th oldest roster in football. This team is at a crossroads right now, and they have got to figure some things out. And so not only are you, the fan base, asking questions. Myles Garrett is asking questions. And then yesterday, Denzel Ward stepped to the podium, and he asked questions.
Yeah, I'm ready to win as well. So I'm ready to win as well. I know Myles is too. We're competitors and winners, and we're just looking to try to find a way to get to the top and to, obviously not have a losing season like we have now. So we're just really just looking for the how to get there. So we're trying to find out how to get there, and that's the biggest thing. When they show Miles, I'll just look over Miles' shoulder and and see what the plan is, and you know, I'm ready to go forward with it, whatever it is. So that's how I'll do.
Hi, I'm a veteran Pro Bowler, and I would like a plan too, please. Like, that's it. By the way, they're all justified in this. Like, we all want that in every aspect of our life, not only in following our football teams, but following our work as well. It's the same exact thing where you work. If you're in a position where you're working for someone and you don't know the direction of the company, you don't know if you're going to be working in that company in a year from now, you're going to ask questions. And especially if you've been there for 8 years like Myles Garrett, especially if you've been there for as long as Denzel Ward has for this ball club, you're going to sit back and go, what are we doing here? Which direction are we going? Why are we going that direction again? And you're justified in doing it when you're Pro Bowl caliber players. And so I just look at this, and I look at everything that's taking place in Berea, and I keep just wondering the same thing, which is everybody wants a plan. Everybody wants a direction. And this organization has operated for a long period of time as though plans and directions are on a need-to-know basis, and you don't need to know. And so we are now at a crossroads of this team. And we are at a crossroads of the season where we can pick two directions. We can either pick the path of continued contention, where you kind of bring everybody back and you sit down with Myles Garrett and you give him the plan of contention and you give Denzel Ward the plan of contention and you give Joel Bitonio the plan of contention, and we'll get his comments in a little bit, because his comments to me sounded a little less like I would like to retire and a little more like I would like a plan, and if you can't give me one, then I'll retire. And I'll let you be the judge of that in the next segment as we get to Joel Bitonio. But you can either continue that route and you can go, all right, we're going to have Deshaun Watson. We're going to yank the lever on his contract once again to lower that cap hit. We're going to kick the dead money down the road. We're going to do all that stuff so that we can turn around and continue with a roster that we think is talented enough to contend for the playoffs and possibly have a shot at the AFC Championship game, possibly win the whole thing if everything falls the right direction, right? That's plan A, which is we go get veteran quarterback X, and we continue this window of success. And, well, hopeful success, I should say. And then there's plan B, which is burn it down. And we are all, as a fan base, pretty exhausted with this season. We have all had enough of the drama. We have all had enough of the sniping. We have all had enough of just bad football all the way around. And so it's very, very easy for a fan base to just go ka-chunk on the lever and burn it down. You know, to essentially go Wile E. Coyote and push the plunger down and blow the whole thing up. I wonder what the organization wants to do and what the organization is thinking. And the brain trust that's involved, as Daryl Ryder would call it, the circle of trust, did a wonderful job this morning. I wonder what they're thinking as they're hearing their veteran players walk out and go, folks, what's the plan here? What are we doing? Are we contending? Are we not contending? Because if we're not contending, I very much would prefer to go somewhere that's contending. I got one of the best cover corners in football, arguably the best man corner in football, coming out in front of a podium going, yeah, I'd like to look over the shoulder for that plan. I would like to know the direction that this ball club is going to. I would like to know if the contention window has closed in their eyes and if they're looking to blow this thing up. And Miles is the same exact way. Guys, Defensive Player of the Year. I will get votes again for that award this year as well. I am a Hall of Fame pass rusher. I am arguably the best pass rusher in football. I would like a plan. And I think I've deserved that, because if you're going to blow it up, I don't want to be here. If you're going to blow this whole thing up, I would really prefer it if you would trade me to a contender, because then I could go get my Super Bowl ring. Folks, I ask you, as you hear these players come out asking for a plan, put yourself in the eyes of the Browns right now and the brain trust of the Browns. What's your plan? If you are Andrew Berry right now, what's your plan? If you're Paul DePodesta, if you're Kevin Stefanski, what's your plan? Are you the path of push the Wile E. Coyote plunger down, blow the whole thing up? Or are you the path of let's move some things around and let's continue with a contention window that's open with this core of players? And I want to have this conversation this morning because this is the conversation that should be taking place in Berea right now. It's the answer to the question we all have. It's the question that you got at your Thanksgiving table. All right, sorry. Well, you got it at the Thanksgiving table, too. But it's the question you got at your Christmas tables. It's the question you got at your Hanukkah tables, Kwanzaa, the whole way through at all of your holiday parties. It's the question that always came up with this team. It's the number one question. What are we doing here? What are the Cleveland Browns doing here? And so I ask you, 216-474-0092, what's your plan? If you had these veteran players coming up to you for the Cleveland Browns, what's your plan? Are you going to continue to go forward with a team that's on the older side but has the ability to contend? Or are you picking the path of pushing the plunger down, the old Acme plunger, and it all goes kaboom, and we build it once again? 216-474-0092. At the Sports Feller on Twitter. Dan Menigan in for Baskin and Phelps. You're listening to 92.5 The Fan.